Hey everyone, Brian from All Day Rock Off here, and today's podcast episode is with Mark Jones, where we talk about his new event series, Ruckfest. You might know Mark Jones. He was previously on the podcast where he talked about winning team assessment, and he talked about finishing a GORUCK selection. He's back, this time talking about Ruckfest, which is this new event series that he's putting on with Brandon from TPK, which is Two Punk Kids Endurance Events. I get really excited when I hear about new rucking events in the space. They're putting on their first event in November 2021. So if you're listening to this before then, there's still time to sign up. You're listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast, episode number 165. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. As Mark mentions during this episode, registration has kind of closed. It's not really closed. You just have to reach out to either him or Brandon. You can do that through their event website. There's a link to that within the show notes. You can also hit him up on Instagram, on Facebook. There's links to all that in the show notes. So if this is something that you're interested in and you want more information beyond this podcast, feel free to reach out to him. You would love to talk about it and get back to you. So again, if this is something you want to register for, just hit up the show notes and all the details are there. With that being said, here is the interview with Mark. Today, I'm talking with Mark Jones. Really, really excited to have him back on the podcast. He was on once to talk about his GORUCK selection finish. He was on another time to talk about winning team assessment. And today we're talking about a new event series that he's coming out with called Ruckfest. How you doing today?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Thanks for being back. So Ruckfest, I mean, there's the first event you're putting on is Ruck Beta. There's a handful of events within that. Before we dive into those three events, where did the idea for Ruckfest come from?
Yeah, so Ruckfest is something that has been on my mind for a very long time. I'm passionate about rucking. It feels fulfilling and I'm very competitive. So toying with my partner, Brandon and I, we were toying it about having a ruck event at his event called TPK, which is an amazing event itself. And at the end of helping him with that event, we decided, let's pursue a ruck event. And then Ruckfest came out because we wanted to make it like a festival, a fun thing, a competitive thing, a 0 to 100 experience, come on out. A festival celebrating fitness in, you know, as you know, rucking in a very hard way. So to do that, then we branched out to various options of having our crew, having like a team, kind of unknown, fun type of style, just a trail race, or, you know, more of a CrossFit-y type event as well. So we're kind of covering a bunch of categories, but the beta really is just a push to get this out there so we can grow and have more adventures down the road.
That's really exciting. And I mean, the beta event, it's coming up next month. It's in November. From my understanding and kind of what we talked about before this, this Ruck Beta event is going to be your first event and it's going to be the only event that's called Ruck Beta. Is that correct?
Yep, 100%. Beta is just to really have the athletes push what the future looks for. So everybody that's signed up and registered are crucial to the success and an evolution down the road.
So this event's going to take part on November 6th, 2021. Where's it happening?
So we have a little spot in New Jersey. You know, it's Newton, New Jersey. My partner Brandon actually lives there and he found a really cool spot for us. So I'm excited to get up there soon and really fine tune what the event's going to look like.
And so I've been on the TPK website. I've kind of read about the events that they put on. Is this the first time that, you know, you've put on an event?
This will be the first, I guess you kind of say, standalone, even though, you know, we're partners in this. I've race directed Death Race and a few other races in the past, to include the first ever National Guard Endurance Team inaugural event last year in Nebraska. But besides that, this will pretty much be our first big standalone event. Yes.
So even though this is your first big standalone event, I mean, it sounds like you've got quite the history with putting on events. So it's not like you're just someone, you know, coming out of nowhere who doesn't have any experience. I mean, between you and, you know, what you just described, and then Brandon over at TPK, which I'll throw a link to that in the show notes for this. I mean, it sounds like you guys have a lot of experience.
Yeah, and Brandon is phenomenal with all the everything you pretty much will see on social media with, you know, obtaining certain items necessary for the event. And then I'm more of the old school, you know, we're not gonna have everything modernized. Like, we might have a rubber band to collect at certain points to make sure you were there and set chip time, but very, very primitive in a sense where it's fun and unique and not just cheesy. So the combination of us coming together is definitely something that's not out there.
I'm excited about, you know, what you guys are planning. I've been reading through on the registration page. If you're good to just dive into it, I mean, I would like to start talking about Ruck Trail, Ruck Games, and Ruck Crew. Are you good?
Yeah, let's do it.
So the first event that you're offering in Ruck Beta, which is the first event for Ruck Fest, this event is called Ruck Trail. And so, you know, my understanding based on the name, that this is going to be a ruck event through kind of like an off-road trail.
Right. So let me just start off by saying all of these events are not at all in place to mess with anybody mentally or physically. There's absolutely no yelling, no questions about what's going to happen. It's just a straightforward event in each category. So starting off with trail, you know, we're going to have it's a trail race, but might not necessarily be on trail. However, we're not going to have any kind of land navigation orienteering this year. Again, down the road, we might incorporate that as an add-on or actually make that the trail. But for this year, being the beta, we wanted to really evolve from, you know, obviously not just having a trail race and very basic, like follow this road. So we're looking at something that's going to be rugged, technical, difficult, you know, and just a hybrid of what a typical trail race incorporates, and then also, you know, a degree of difficulty as well.
Awesome. So this isn't going to be like throwing in curveballs. I mean, it says expect a 15 to 20K. It's not going to be a surprise false finish. It's actually a 30K race. Everything's going to be, you know, pretty solidified.
Everything's straightforward. And you know, the distance you sign up for is what you get. You carry your weight. You'll be checked before and after. And that's it. Just straightforward. Follow these signs and compete on whatever you want to compete on.
So talking about weight, I mean, it looks like there's two different divisions here for Ruck Trail. There's the Fun Ruck Run, which is, it says non-competitive. It's like a 5K course. And then you're not officially timed. There's no weight requirements. So that kind of sounds like, you know, if you just want to dip your toes into this, if you want, you know, something shorter, something more fun, something easier. And then there's the Race Ruck, which is the competitive heat, which actually has the weight requirements and everything else that goes along with that.
Right. So again, you know, going back to 0 to 100, we really wanted to get anybody that was interested, you know, just a regular trail runner who decides maybe he wants to go into fast packing and he has a specific ruck he likes to wear. Maybe he's training for something else. Maybe it's somebody that has no idea what rucking is. They have a backpack and they're able to just bring some water. We want to include everybody that's interested, or even someone that is experienced and wants to bring a friend and just wants to be on the trail and, you know, get them into the sport. So this really encompasses all levels But with that said, of course, there's no pressure of being competitive on any level or having specific weight requirements. It's to each his own. Nobody's going to check you. No one's going to confirm that. And, you know, if you have a pill in there that looks like there's something heavy, no one's going to question it. Just bring what you want. Have a good time. For the competitive, obviously, you know, that's where standards are going to be enforced at the beginning and the end. 30 male dry and 20 for females dry as well.
That makes a lot of sense. And then it's really nice having that division, you know, the fun ruck run, because like you said, if you've got friends who aren't used to rucking or, you know, aren't really that competitive, they want something easier, or you're trying to get them into this, that's probably a really good place to start for them. And then you do have that race ruck division for people who are more like you, you know, competitive, and they want to go out there and win.
Right. Yep. So the whole point is we want anybody with any kind of thought in their mind that they might want to carry weight for whatever it is in their life, because we're not just talking about someone that needs to get into rucking because it's a military setting, or, you know, there's paying homage to something. This is a self-interest in some capacity, because there's so many people that just like to hike, and, you know, unintentionally, it is rucking, but it's hiking. And we want to really just elaborate on the crossover and just know that, hey, in certain scenarios, this could be called rucking or it could be called hiking. But either way, you're carrying weight. And we want to know that if someone is just hiking, like, they can carry practical weight. That's really what we want to stress for anybody just starting off, is that, hey, if you're in the middle of the woods, you have 20 pounds of gear on you, you can go in this direction for this distance and survive.
That's perfect. And I'm looking at the three events here, you know, Ruck Trail, Ruck Games, Ruck Crew. It looks like that based on the start times, I mean, there might be people who could sign up for all three of them. Is that something that's an option?
Absolutely. We have people signed up for all three. And actually, today's the last day for online registration. So from here on out, we're gonna have a waiting list. And basically what's on that waiting list is a lot of people who can't fulfill their whole team, but we can help place people together. So just know that if you're solo, you don't know people, just reach out to us, because we have a lot of people on the waiting list looking to be paired up, and they don't care who they're with. They just want to have their little, I did the trail, I did the games, I did the team piece of it. And they're just having a hard time finding people, and we're here to help facilitate anybody that wants to get into the team event, because that's really what we're looking forward to on our side. Maybe not through the athlete side, but for us, I think that's going to be the most fun for all the athletes.
And the team event, that's that final event, Ruck Crew.
Right. Yeah. So crew is going to be a hybrid of trail and games. So games being more, you know, point-based, CrossFit-based, sandbag, quick carry, strongman, hybrid of a lot of different things. You know, basically come into a point, got to do X, Y, Z, and continue movement, and repeat. Now, when you get into the crew, you're going to have all those scenarios, but you might be put in a place where someone is going to wonder, what do I do? Why my team is doing the rest of these options? So it will be a straightforward once again, but it's up to the team to really diagnose what is being asked of them and seeing how they produce the result.
So we've got Ruck Trail that starts at 9 a.m. And, you know, like we mentioned, there's those two divisions. There's finishers awards and podium awards for top three male, top three female. Then at noon, that's when Ruck Games starts. And Ruck Games, you just kind of mentioned, it's more like a workout. So based on the website, it looks like it's 60 plus minutes. Are we saying like 60 to 70 minutes, or is it like 60 to potentially 2 hours, 3 hours? Is it like a timed event, or is it just how long it takes you to finish the prescribed workouts?
So again, you know, everything's straightforward. So each workout, each task could take up to that, or it could be less. So we're looking at max time per event. But again, you know, it's going to be to each his own. And then those, especially those trying to get them all in, of course, they're going to have to be competitive on each event to make the cutoff to get some recovery time to then get ready for the next event.
Right, because if you're starting Rec Trail at 9 a.m., you've got less than 3 hours to finish the 15 to 20K course before Rec Games starts at noon. So you've got a bit of a deadline there. So if you're trying to get all three of these in, then yeah, it sounds like you do have to be at least a little competitive.
You have to push a little bit. It's not going to be I could walk this whole course and then take a nap, get some good food. You know, you're going to have to push a little bit in order to make the cutoff and then also be, you know, have everything you need ready to go for the next event. For those going for all three, it's going to be an amazing thing to watch because they're going to have to pace it out in a way where, you know, they're just ready for that next one. And, you know, it's not 24 hours, but there's going to be a long period of time from when they wake up to when they complete this that is very, very taxing on them.
Absolutely. So Rec Games, does that event as a whole take around an hour, or is that each individual workout could take up to an hour?
Oh, that's each individual workout. And it's, again, that's based on each athlete. We might have one that's 10 minutes. We might have one that's 30. You're still going to have to navigate from point to point. So there is a little bit of time.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's not like you can go into Rec Games and then coast through and go slow and still make it to Rec Crew. Like, since it's a distance-based and workout-based, it ends when you finish.
Right. Yep.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, everybody that comes out and competes is so crucial for further advancement and success down the road. Because we'll be able to know, based on everybody that's coming out, what went right, what went wrong, have those conversations, and be able to make next year even better. So the more the merrier, obviously. So
absolutely. I mean, the more data points you have for something, you know, the more opportunities you have to figure out what you can improve, what went, like you said, what went right, what didn't go as well, and how to make the next event even better.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rec Trail, that one starts at 9 a.m. Rec Games starts at noon. Then Rec Crew starts at 4 p.m. And Rec Crew is, you mentioned, the event that you're most excited to watch. That's the four-person team event.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, for one, it's so awesome to see what kind of athletes come together. You know, last time I witnessed that was at Team Assessment. And there's so many other events out there, and when you put amazing athletes together and you put them in a scenario where they have to operate, it's the most fulfilling, one of the most fulfilling things you could ever go through, because that's where the true colors come out, right? The true personalities. You're sleep deprived, you're tired, you have puzzles to figure out, you have whatever, right? And the stressors, the cold, the whatever it is at the time, it'll probably be pouring with our luck. And, you know, to watch people just grind through that is one of the most amazing things I love to witness. So to be, and of course, everything we have planned for them as well is gonna be awesome. So I'm so excited to see that.
And everything you have planned for them, it sounds like that's going to be a surprise until day of the event.
Well, you know, day of the event, we might put some hints out, but again, it'll all be pretty much straightforward. We're not messing with anybody. Of course, it's nothing that we wouldn't do ourselves, or, I mean, we're going to have to do it before just to kind of get a gauge of how long everything will take. So just, you know we've done it already, or at least I have, or Brandon has, and, you know, it's not something we're just messing with people on, you know, because we're race directors or whatever. That's not the intent whatsoever.
So you've mentioned that a couple of times that, you know, this event's going to be pretty straightforward. You know, you're not messing with the competitors, that everything will be really right. Nicely laid out. Have you done events in the past where they haven't been so straightforward and like the goal is to mess with the competitors?
I mean, we've all done a go ruck. I think that's perfectly designed for what they do, to really give people unknowns and scenarios where they have to quickly adapt and overcome, which is great for what they do. We want more competition, and, you know, competition while having a hybrid of, you know, dealing through adversity and stressors, that's exactly what we want to do. And we don't want to self-appoint ourselves as cadre. We want to be just the race directors that put on something that people can compete in with their passion for rucking, and, you know, to bring people together and compete on different levels. That's it.
I'm really excited about this because I love watching the competitive side of events, and kind of what you mentioned with the majority of the GoRuck events, they're team building events. You don't really see that much competition in them unless the cadre, you know, does something different and splits, you know, into two groups and has a competition there. But, you know, it's really more team building versus this, which is going to be competitive team versus teams.
Yep. And with rewards, that's a big thing too, is that you will be rewarded for your hard work. And the rewards, this is all branded, but for TPK last year, they had this awesome wooden puzzle with like clear pieces, and some pieces fit together and they don't work when you try to complete it. It's only like 15 pieces, but it takes you such a long time to do. And it's stuff like that that makes TPK an amazing event that they're having a crossover with Ruckfest with. So our awards are all hand produced and are very cool. We have amazing sponsors coming out. We got Mud Gear, Rain Energy Drink, Good Works, and some others. And we're, you know, Francis Gianelli from, he's in New Jersey, MST, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He's going to be sponsoring the event, providing a lot of equipment for us. I mean, we have some amazing people and companies coming out to help facilitate this. So, I mean, that alone, if you come out and volunteer, you'll be able to capitalize on a lot of that. Athletic Brewing is donating cases of beer for us. I mean, it's going to be a great time. I mean, nobody is going to have access to the awards from Good Works that he is creating specifically for this event, which is phenomenal. So it's little things like that that have made this event so personalized to the athlete. And it's just something that really doesn't exist today.
And are those awards, are what you're mentioning there, like the top place awards for trail games and crew?
They are, but we're also having a lot of additional awards just for every finisher and, you know, people that come out. And every day we're thinking, like, how much more can we do? How much more we could do? But again, that comes with time and sign up. So we want to see what happens with what we have just being a month out. And then, like I said, we just grow from there.
So when it comes to awards, I'm curious, is there something extra for the person that does trail games and crew, or would it make sense for some competitors to kind of save themselves throughout the day for trail and games, you know, don't take part in there, but, you know, come in with a fresh team for Ruck crew and try and really win at that event?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, to do all three, there's going to be something unique for that individual. So I would suggest, if it was me, I would do them all. You're there. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, we have a lot doing that, and we'd love to have a lot more, because that's a competition in itself. So if you want to add a fourth, it's basically like the Ruckfest trifecta.
You know, my train of thought's always really similar. You've already made the trip out there. You're already there for the event. You know, why not do as much as you possibly can?
We have had people say, hey, I'm going to do the trail. And then a couple days later, they're like, can I do trail and games? Would I have enough time to do trail, games, and crew? And we're like, yeah, that's why it's spread out. So you can, you know, you put in some work, get some rest, and then jump into it again. So a lot of people are realizing, once they sign up, like, hey, I could really do all three, make this a whole day.
And a whole day it will be, with trail starting at 9 a.m., right? And then crew starts at 4 p.m. And it says it's, you know, 4 to 6 hours. So that could easily go till 10 at night. I mean, that could be a full day.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like you're pretty excited to be putting this on.
We're so excited.
As someone who's also a competitor, are you a little bit jealous of the people who get to take part in this event, since you're race directing it?
No, I'll never be jealous of an event I put on, because I'm gonna be able, and you know how it goes as a competitive athlete. I'll be going hard without, you know, being in the competition itself, just to make sure everything's good to go. I test it out myself before anybody runs through anything. So I'll have times in my mind and what I've done. And of course I'm going to compare it to somebody that's doing it during the race and saying like, oh, I would have beat him in this. Oh, he would have beat me in that. And, you know, there's that competition. So that takes away from any jealousy that I would have. And then plus, it's not about me in this event. It's not about me at all. It is 100% for the athletes. And like I said, I get all giddy and happy just seeing them come through with a big smile and kicking ass in the event. And that's a whole different level that really does it for me.
People who run events, especially these kind of events, you know, trail races, those organizers put in a ton of work. And sometimes, I mean, when I finish an event, I'll look at the organizer and they'll be, you know, even sweatier than I am, because they've been out. You know, you just finished the course, but they've been out running back and forth and getting everything done, you know, since the first person came on to when the last person finishes. Not an easy day.
It's almost comparable to an athlete and then the athlete's crew. The crew does a lot of work and stresses on a different level as well. So I'm not saying that we're doing any more work or any less, but it's just a different level of work and stress.
So for someone who's coming and they're planning on doing, you know, all three events, you kind of mentioned, you know, the athlete's crew, and for people who haven't taken part in, you know, longer distance events, you know, your crew can be essential. Do you have like a list of things that people should bring? Is there like, you know, a spot to like kind of like set up a camp so you could rest between trail and games, or between games and crew?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So we have the venue, so they can, you know, whatever they need for their pit station, their nutrition, just bring it all. But we're not holding hands here, and we're not requesting. So this is one of those events. It's just bring a bag, put this weight in it, make sure you're ready to go. And in today's event lineup, there are so many things that people want you to bring to the event, in this huge packing list, and things you only use one or two times in your life, and it's just to get to the event and do the event. We're not requiring anything except the weight. If you're competing, bring the weight, and the rest is on you. We're not hand-holding here. So if you want to have a little bit of mystique, maybe that's what it is, but I mean, we're not telling you to bring gloves because your hands might get ripped up, or bring water because you might get thirsty. I mean, we're not doing that kind of handholding.
Perfect. I mean, is there like a spot to store a cooler or something if you're going to, you know, bring some food to eat throughout the day?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
Oh, we're probably going to even have food there too, depending on who actually comes out. But you know, we're not guaranteeing anything with what we're going to provide, but we're not going to also tell you you can't bring cooler to put down and eat, right? So we want you to stay. We want you to have fun. That's the point, you know. And down the road, we really truly want to make this a festival where people come and they don't want to leave, because it is this festival of, you know, I call it a Woodstock, where there's vendors and, you know, there's beer and there's, you know, like I said, you just don't want to leave. We have a band, and just, it's a good atmosphere for people to be in. That's the long-term intent.
And I mean, just sounds like a ton of fun. You know, you show up to an event like this. You know, if you're doing all three of them, then you're going to participate in all three. If you're just doing, you know, trail and crew, then you can hang out, you know, explore the, you know, what you've got going on with the vendors. I mean, will it be possible for people who are skipping games to kind of watch games as it happens? Like, could you be a spectator for that?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. Just if you want to do one event, you want to do no events, you want to volunteer, whatever, just come out, hang out. Obviously, you can't help them, but yeah, be a spectator, get in their ass and get them moving. That's we want all out competition with support from people that are doing it or not doing it. Doesn't matter. Come on out and just freaking help them crush what they are coming out to do, you know?
I'm really excited to see more events kind of coming into this, you know, the Rucking event space, because there's been a handful. But it's exciting to see something kind of with this much forward trajectory where you're kind of looking in the future.
This beta year was something we just wanted to get out and let our presence be known, because 22 and beyond, we want this to be some serious competition with a world championship, and eventually get into prize money and you know, have it sanctioned as like a USAT. But of course, that's not a 22. That's a beyond thing, but you know, one step at a time. And you know, you mentioned there's other events out there, and I at the top of my head, I think of road events. Like, you have Bataan, you have some Ruck road events, but you don't. There's nothing like this out there. I've witnessed. Maybe there is. I just haven't witnessed it. And I'm a Ruck enthusiast, and you know. Nothing against Go Ruck, but because they've really helped me in so many ways. But we just wanted to do something different and give people the opportunity to have different levels of competition, and you know, and just in a different atmosphere. And that's it. You know, we don't want to take away from them. We want to help grow the sport of rucking. And you know, this allows just the average person to get into it on their comfort level, all the way up to, you know, getting a solid team together and crushing some of the hardest things that we put in front of them, or being a super stud and crushing all the events that we have and then telling us this is what they would want for 22. I mean, we're trying to cover all levels here and what we want to say the perfect, most ideal scenario for the athlete.
Man, and there's a lot to unpack with everything that you just said. And I agree that I haven't seen anything else that's like what you've got here. And I mean, this is going to be incredibly unique. I was thinking more like you were saying, road ruck events. And even that, there's just a handful. I mean, really, there's just a handful of general rucking events out there. There's not much, which is why it's so exciting to see this. And looking towards the future, I mean, it sounds like you've been planning out, you know, at least for ideas, years in the future. So for 2022, you mentioned a world's championship. I mean, would you, are you planning on taking Ruckfest on the road, kind of going to different locations and then having like a Ruckfest championship in one spot? Or would you have, you know, kind of what are your initial thoughts for that?
Well, so we got to have an East Coast and a West Coast, right? So based on that, this is all rough draft and without giving too much away, but we want to have, you know, eventually battle the regions. But right now we're going to advance to an East and West Coast and then meet in the middle. And I have that location. We've talked about a few others, some great venues. but you know, that's pretty much how we just build, and we can't do it without the people. So, I mean, as you know, any great course, obstacle course, whatever, is either an amazing event or a really shitty event based on volunteers and how the race is conducted, right? How many times have you been to a race where someone's complaining about somebody not doing the obstacle or passing through or not doing the penalty or cheating or something like that? That's on the race director. You know, you can't just position someone at an event and expect that they do everything that's in your head. You got to be proactive. You got to take the initiative. You got to lead by example and be that force that makes everything go right. So that's where the work really comes down. So that's what we want to create. We don't want to just say we're doing all these great things because we don't know what's going to come after this year. Meaning we don't really know what the world's been crazy, right? So we have that factor, but then there's also the outcome of the beta. You know, the beta is really something we need to happen and be a success. So once we nail that, get it on our plate, and then we pursue 22. But we can't do it without the athletes. That's the point. And I hope the word spreads a little bit more and people get excited from listening to this or hearing more about it. It's hard sometimes with a brand new company and a beta and the whole unknown and lack of experience and information that's out there. But just really want people to know, like, there's nothing to fear. You just, it's a competition, and anybody that rocks can do it.
And you had mentioned that, you know, registration through the Ultra sign up link that closes today. And so this podcast isn't going to be released today when, you know, since we're still talking right now. For people who want to take part in this, who are, you know, like you were saying, listening and excited about it, what is their course of action?
So anybody that wants to register after today, October 4th, you just have to get in contact with myself or Brandon and we'll get you registered. There is what's deemed as a wait list after registration closes online, but it's basically you're put on a wait list until we actually put you in the system to get you registered. So however, we did put out today that the first 10 teams to contact us will have a special unique code to get a discount for the team. So we're excited to see who those 10 teams are.
And how should people get in contact with you?
By any means necessary. Woodpile Jones on Instagram or on Facebook. I won't give out my personal number, but yeah, even if they want to contact you and you direct them to me, that works as well.
I'll throw the link to your Facebook, to your Instagram in the show notes. So if people are listening, they can just hit up the show notes and click either of those and send you a message.
Sounds good. It's perfect.
Well, I mean, I think we did a really good job, you know, talking through RuckFest, RuckBeta, the three components of RuckBeta and what people can expect there. Is there anything that we might have missed or glossed over that you kind of want to go back and talk about?
You know, there's so many things that we'll think of after we get off. I know that. So without having a long pause, it's really just, hey, reach out with any questions. If it's a financial thing and you're worried about the cost or you need a place to stay, you know, that's another big part of it too. Like, we're not just putting out a registration and we're saying, all right, now it's up to you. Go get a hotel, go get a car, go get, you know, all the stuff, all the crap you need for these races. No, reach out. We'll help you. We want to bring good people together. And, you know, Brandon and I we both met through a very difficult race in the past, and we've maintained our relationship for almost a decade. And so many of us have done the same thing in these endurance events. And as corny as it sounds, we just want to have a venue, an event, an arena where so many good people can come together and celebrate their fitness, right? This Ruckfest, this fitness festival, in a way that we are passionate about, and have that little cool kids club just keep growing and those relationships just keep building. So just reach out if there's any hesitation for anything. It's not going to hurt to ask for help in any way. So as much as we can do, we will.
And again, I'll have those, you know, links to your Instagram, to your Facebook in the show notes, so people can just hit you up, ask any questions they've got right through there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruckhoff podcast. This has been episode number 165. If you want links to anything we talked about during this episode, you can hit up the show notes, alldayruckhoff.com/165. That includes links to hit markup, links to register for the event, links to learn more about Ruckfest, learn more about TPK events. All of that stuff can be found there. Really hope you enjoyed this episode. Had a ton of fun talking with Mark for the third time that he's been on. And I'm really excited to see where they end up taking these events. Obviously, they've got one event planned for 2021, but it's awesome hearing about their plans to expand the series in 2022 and future years. Really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to reach out about this episode or anything else, you can hit me up, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayruckhoff.com. Thank you so much for the support. Thanks for downloading this episode. Really hope you enjoyed it. And as always, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive. And thank you again for tuning in.